Well, you go ahead and hoot nanny all you want to.
Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another prank call show.
That's right. Here's your host, Kay Archer.
You're listening to Bonersode 54. Today is June the 6th, 2020. And I'm your host, Richard. Thank you, Tleilaxu Face Dancer, for being today's producer and for having a pretty cool nickname. So much better than stupid ones like Ronk or Jarl Marx or the long-winded Phone Losers of America. For those who don't know, Tleilaxu are a group of people from the Dune series. Some of my all-time favorite books. Anyway, who cares? Before we get started, I just want to be honest and admit I've been having trouble making prank calls this past week. I'm not the kind of person that can ignore current events, and even if I was, I live in Seattle and very close to one of the focal points for the protests here. But I did my best, and hopefully these calls will make you giggle. So here we go.
Hello, who's this?
Oh, hi, this is Cody with the City of... Is this Mr...
Are you with the City of...
Correct.
You sure working late tonight?
Yeah, we're just kind of scrambling here, because, you know, there's all these ongoing protests and things. Things are getting a little crazy, and yeah, I'm just supposed to let you know that we're going to be sending a crew over to your house tomorrow morning.
No, you're not either.
I'm sorry?
No, you're not sending nobody to my house.
Yeah, no, there's going to be a work crew there. Just a couple of work trucks. They're going to be there at about 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Do what?
They're going to be installing a couple sound cannons on your roof. Shouldn't take them more than a...
No. You got the wrong place and you ain't coming here.
Well, this is Mr. right? You're at 13.
You said you were City. City ain't getting on my roof. So yeah. I don't know what you're talking about, and I don't know who you are.
I've already told you my name, sir. I'm Cody with the City of... I'm over here in the...
You are not Cody with City of...
Yes, I am, sir.
I ain't stupid.
I didn't say you were
then
stupid.
Why would you want on my roof?
I'm not getting on your roof, sir. There's going to be a city work crew there, and it's just going to be a couple of hours.
There's no city work crew that's going to get on my roof.
Yeah, there is. I'm trying to explain, but you keep interrupting me. They're just going to be up there for a few hours.
They're not. Nobody's getting on my roof.
Yeah, they are.
Without my permission.
Yeah,
and I don't know who the hell you are, but you ain't even, you better not even come close to my house, buddy.
Sir, I'm not going to be there. I'm just making the call.
I don't care who you are.
Why are you getting so upset?
Shut up! I don't know who you are, but you better.
Well, you need to.
Yeah, let's just, why don't we just call the police?
Sir, we need to de-escalate the situation. We don't need to involve.
We don't need to de-escalate. I don't know who you are, but you ain't not going to come to my house.
Sir, I'm not coming to your house.
Do you hear me? I'm telling you right now, nobody is coming to my house tomorrow.
Sir.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, but do you hear
me? Okay, then that's it.
Hey. Oh, my God.
I don't know who you are.
Sir, I told you about four different times. My name is Cody Noname. I'm with the City of... And I just need to let you know they're going to be there at about...
Nobody's getting on my roof.
Will you let me finish, you stupid idiot? Let me explain before you pop off.
No. You explain. Okay, go.
Okay, a crew's going to be there and they're
going to... No, you forget that.
Will you shut your mouth? Will you shut up and let me just finish? And then you can bark at me like a maniac? You don't even understand what's happening. You're a tongue-tied rube. Hello, sir?
I don't know who this is.
Oh, hi, Chris?
Yeah?
Hi, it's Commander Noname with the United States Space Force. I'm just calling because we're about 10 minutes out. We're on our way to your house. And I just need to let you know when we get there, we're up in the helicopter and we're going to be dumping about 900 gallons of water onto your front lawn there. Hello, ma'am?
Yeah.
I just need to let you know, like I said, we'll be there in just a few minutes and you just want to make sure that, you know, you stay inside. Because
Wait a minute. Is this some kind of hoax?
No, ma'am. I just need to let you know to stay inside for the next 20 minutes or so. Because we're gonna be dumping just several hundred gallons of water onto.
Why?
Well, we picked up some unusual tectonic activity beneath your house. And in order to just calm it down, we just need to soak the soil and let it sink in.
Let me you talk to my husband.
Okay, hurry up.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Ken. This is Commander Noname with the United States Space Force. I was just explaining to your wife there, we're on your way to your house right now. We're up in the helicopter. And when we get there, we're going to be dumping about 900 gallons of water onto your front lawn.
And why would you pick my place?
Well, we picked up some abnormal seismic activity.
Sounds like a scam to me, so please don't bother me anymore.
Sir, it's not a scam. I'm just...
Hello?
Oh, hi, Gregory?
Yes, sir.
Hi, this is Cody with the United States Space Force. I just need to let you know we're inbound to your house up in the helicopter, and we're going to be there in about 5 minutes. We're just going to be dumping about 700 gallons of water onto your front lawn.
Oh, that'd be great.
So I just...
We really need it because I got some areas that are brown, and I've been trying to water them now, especially the last couple days because it's been so dry here.
Yeah. Oh, no.
So that would be really helpful.
Oh, no. It's been pretty rainy, actually, hasn't it? I mean...
Not here.
Oh.
Where are you at?
Well, we're based out of...
Really?
But, yeah, we're...
Wow.
We're about 5 minutes out, and when we get there, I just... You know, the reason I'm calling is just to let you know to stay inside for the next, 15 minutes or so while we dump all this water.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. The water is from where? That's important. Did you get this from the bay? Did you get from the public water system?
No.
Did you get out of a canal? Where's the water from?
We got it out of our own private, reserves. The reason why we're doing this is we picked up some seismic activity beneath your house. And we just need to calm the soil, just like beneath the earth. So we're just, going to be drenching, the grass, and it'll sink
right.
down.
Right. Yeah, well, I've reported that. In fact, inside my house, I do see some cracks. And the reason is because behind me there's a mangrove situation, and it's a tidal. There's a lot of tidal activity.
Okay, shut up.
So
shut
this
up,
is
shut
what you
up.
Said.
Just
it goes up and down.
Shut, okay,
now
just,
the good part
sir,
about
sir,
it
just
is
shut
what
up.
I was
just
able
shut
to
up.
Do
just
to
shut
the
rear
of the
up.
House.
Just shut the fuck up.
I have a sunroom.
Uh-huh.
I was able to put a big hinges system.
I don't care. Just shut.
So when it drops down. My sunroom actually opens up, and I can look straight up into the sky. I don't think there's any house in the world that does that.
Sir, just shut up. Just shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Are you going to be quiet?
Yeah, I can be. Are you going to give me some more bullshit or what?
I hate you.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. I don't hate you. That was mean. I'm not giving you any bullshit, though. Like, I don't understand why you popped off at this long story about, I don't know.
Well, because you're giving me a bunch of... I'm trying to kid you the way you're trying to kid me.
Yeah, I know, but, it's not funny when you do it. Only I can joke.
That's true.
I guess
you're right. Some people can dish it out better than they can take it. You're absolutely right. I apologize.
You should. I have a very sensitive ego. I don't need you trying to one-up me.
Okay. I'll shut up, then.
All right. Anyways, this is actually... Richard, I'm just, your neighbor from down the street.
Right.
Yep. What you watching
yep.
on the TV?
Something that I hate.
Oh, why would you do that?
Because I have another person in the house that I give respect to, and then she has her watch time and I have mine.
Oh, fuck that. And the woman? You let the woman control the... You just...
It's a give and take situation.
You never let the woman control the TV remote.
I understand that. I'm well aware of that one.
Yeah. Oh man, that sounds horrible. You need to just tell her to get back in the kitchen.
So what else can I do with you before I give you permission to drop the water? What else can I do for you?
I don't know. Nothing. I got to go pee anyway. So let's just wrap this
all
up.
All right. You ever look at my website?
What website?
The Yacht Club website?
No, I never have. I guess I should check it out.
Yeah, because I just put a new Where Is It picture up. You're a smart guy. You'd probably enjoy that.
No, I'm pretty dumb.
Yacht Club.
Yep.
.com.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to edit this all out, by the way. all this crap that you're saying. I'm going to have to bleep it.
Oh, all right.
So it's kind of annoying. But anyways, I got to go pee. I really got to go.
Okay.
I'm about to piss my pants.
So when do I expect to see you over the house? 5 minutes?
Yeah, I'll be there in just a few minutes.
Okay.
Do you mind
all right, I'll look for you. Can I wave or flash a light or no lasers, though, right?
Well, do you mind if I pee on your lawn?
You can.
You know, I got to calm the seismic activity with my urine.
That's okay. If it works, that's great.
With my default urine.
Okay, that's fine with me.
It's been nice talking to you.
It has, Richard.
All right, I love you.
Love you too. Stay out of trouble.
Oh, thanks. I will. Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Hi, Gypsy.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Gypsy. It's Cody with the City of...
Uh-huh.
Hey, I just needed to let you know, starting tomorrow, we're going to be implementing a neighborhood exchange program.
Uh-huh.
And basically what that means is we're going to be sending one of the locals to stay with you just for a week.
The who?
Just one of the local residents here. They're going to be coming and staying with you over there you're in room 227, right?
I'm upstairs on third floor now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we can just make that adjustment. We've got a local here that he's going to be staying with you for just a week.
It's a man?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his name is Mr. Biggs.
I don't think I want that.
No, it's not an optional thing. It's just part of the neighborhood exchange program. We're just having residents kind of bunker up, you know, two by two and just stay with each other just to kind of promote, you know, a sense of community and cultural awareness. So yeah, he's gonna be staying. Well, it's not an optional thing, ma'am. He's gonna be there tomorrow morning at about 10 o'clock.
Don't want him.
Well, sorry.
I live in a room by myself and it's crowded.
Yeah,
and I don't have a
single bed. You'll make do. Yeah, he doesn't have to stay in the same bed with you. He can sleep on the couch or a floor or armchair, whatever you got.
No, I don't want it.
That doesn't make a difference whether or not you want it or not. He'll be there tomorrow at 10 o'clock. He's just going to, you know, he doesn't take up that much room.
Well, if I don't want him, then you'd stop him from coming.
Nope. Nope. It's a city mandated thing. So, you know, it just kind of takes precedent over whatever you want. Anyways, just, you know, it's going to be a good thing. You'll make a new friend.
I don't want it.
Yeah, you keep saying that, but I already told you he's going to be there no matter what. And it's just 1 week.
Just 1 week?
Yeah, just a week.
That's a long time.
Not really. Not in the grand scheme of things. It'll fly by.
Nope. No, I don't want it.
Okay. Well, he sounds like a broken record, but he's going to be there tomorrow morning. He's already got his bags packed and... He's a radio show host, so he's going to set up some radio equipment in your room there, just like a little makeshift studio. And he's going to be doing live broadcasts right out of your room.
Don't want him.
And you could be his co-host.
Don't want him.
He's going to, you know, set up a microphone and a headset for you.
Don't want him.
You'll just need to run the mixing board. And do some...
Don't want him.
And just do some phone screening. You'll just screen the calls that come in.
Don't want him.
Yeah, I know. You keep saying that, but...
But do you get the message?
Oh, yeah. I hear you loud and clear, but do you understand that he's going to be there no matter what?
Well, I can always lock my door.
Nope. We've got the key.
I don't even have a lock on my door.
Oh, see? Now you're just getting smart with me, Gypsy.
I'm just playing with you, but I don't want him.
But yeah, you're
not really.
See,
don't.
See, like you got spunk. You know, you're gonna make a great co-host.
No, I won't.
He does a radio show. It's called Ask Mr. Biggs.
Will I? Ask Mr. Biggs.
Ask Mr. Biggs. Yep, that's Biggs with two G's.
Well, I'm gonna refuse to let him in.
Okay, well that's nice. Have a nice night, Gypsy.
Goodbye.
Bye. Hello, Malcolm.
Who's this?
Oh, this is Cody with the City of...
What City of...
What do you mean, what city? Alabama?
It's not a city.
Well, you know what I mean. I'm a county official.
It's not a city.
Okay, well, why are you yelling?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling with the town of... Does that make you feel better?
Okay, what do you want?
Okay, well, I don't understand why you're barking at me.
I'm barking at you because every night at this time, I get phone calls from people trying to get me to give them money when I have no money to give to anybody.
Oh, I'm not
asking... And nobody seems to understand that. Have a good night.
Okay, I'm not asking for money, though. Hello?
Go ahead.
Hey, Malcolm, it's Cody again. I'm not asking for any money.
Okay. Okay, just go ahead. I got it just every night.
Okay.
Tell me what you want.
I'm just calling because we're in the chopper right now. We're inbound to your location. We're about 10 minutes out. And I just need to let you know to stay inside because we're going to be dumping about 300 gallons of water onto your front lawn.
Oh, well, that's real funny.
What's funny about it? No, it's just...
You're going to dump 300 gallons of water in my front yard?
Yeah, from the chopper that we're in right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we did...
Where's the fire?
There's no fire, sir. No, this isn't a joke. We detected abnormally low moisture content.
Well, I assure you, you've dumped 300 gallons of water in my yard tonight, you're going to be in court, buddy.
No, you can't sue us. We're with the...
Yeah, I can, too.
No, we're with the town, sir. We can do this.
No, this is a bunch of bullshit, and I know it.
Oh, you're a bunch of bullshit.
Hello?
Hey, John?
Yes.
Hey, it's Cody with the town of...
Okay.
Hey, I just needed to let you know we're about 15 minutes out. I'm up in the helicopter, and when we get there to your house, we're going to be dumping about 900 gallons of water onto your front lawn. So I just need to...
You got to be kidding. I don't have a front lawn.
Well, you know what I mean. Just like the ground around your house. We're going to be dumping all this water. So I just need to make sure that you're inside and everything for the next, 20, 30 minutes.
Is this a joke?
No, sir. We picked up some unusual tectonic plate activity, and we just need to calm the soil down, so we just got to thoroughly soak it.
And who's this calling?
This is Cody. I'm with the town of...
Okay, I'll call back to the town of...
Well, that's who I'm with, sir. I can try to answer any questions you might have, but yeah, you just need to stay inside. We're going to be there in about 12 minutes.
Where are you dumping it?
But just all around your house.
Why?
I just explained to you. We picked up some tectonic activity beneath your house. And so we're just going to be dumping the water to, it'll soak down into the soil and then down into the earth. And
you got to be kidding. Don't you dare dump it here.
No, we have to, sir. It's for your safety. I mean, it's for everyone.
Okay. Yes?
Hey, John, it's Cody again. I think we got disconnected.
I hung up.
Oh, why would you do that? That's kind of rude. I wasn't done...
Because I don't think this is legit.
It's definitely legit, sir. I can try to explain it another way, but yeah, I just needed to let you know because we're about 10 minutes out, so just want to make sure...
Well, I'll call the police right now. Yes?
Hey, John, it's Cody again. I was just making a prank call. You don't need to call the police.
Why did you make a call like this?
I'm just bored.
Well, why'd you call me for?
No reason. Just kind of picked you at random. I wasn't trying to single you out, but...
Okay, I got your number, so I'm calling the police right now.
Oh, but I don't even live in Florida, so it'd kind of be a waste of time. It's just a joke.
Okay, fine.
There's really no need to get all bent out of shape.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, is that Linda in the background?
No, it isn't.
Oh, well, who is that yammering away?
Somebody on TV.
Oh, okay. Can you turn your goddamn TV down?
What?
Can you turn your goddamn TV down? It's going to be difficult.
Why?
It just makes it difficult to edit these calls.
I'm watching it.
Yeah, I know, but it's really, like, when I go to edit this call later, it's just, there's going to be a bunch of TV noise, and it's annoying.
Okay, fine. Well, edit the call you want. I think we're done.
Can I talk to Linda?
Okay, I've got your number. I'll take care of it right now.
Well, it's a fake number.
Hello?
Hi, Greg.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Cody with the city of...
With the who?
With the city of...
You can't even say it right. What do you want?
What do you mean I can't say it right?
That's not how you pronounce that city, but go ahead.
Of course it is, sir. What do you mean? I've lived here for 25 years. I know how to pronounce the damn city name.
Did you just cuss at me and you call me?
You're already popping off like an ignorant rube, telling me how to pronounce the name. Like as if I don't know.
Would you quit calling me?
Well, I need to let you know about the work that's going to be done on your street tomorrow morning.
What street's that?
Road. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah, but you don't need to be an asshole to me.
Okay, well, yeah, you just bit my head off immediately, like straight out of the gate. You're already.
No, I didn't bite your head off. All right, let's back up and regroup, okay?
Okay. You were just kind of getting on my case because right? I have an accent and everything.
Yeah, and I apologize for that.
Okay.
I get a lot of spam calls.
Oh, so, yeah. Yeah, that's understandable. Yeah. No, this isn't spam.
Okay.
This isn't.
And you do have an accent. And let me just tell you something. There ain't many people in that do.
Yeah, well, that's kind of racist. But anyways.
And I don't mean that racist or anything. I grew up in.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But well, I'm probably a good bit older than you.
Yeah.
I apologize, okay?
Okay. Apology accepted. Let's just start over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do it, buddy.
So anyways, there's going to be some work being done on your street tomorrow, and I just need to let you know about it. There's going to be a city work crew just kind of right there in front of your house.
Yeah, what are they doing?
They're going to be...
Because I don't live in the city. I don't live in the city limits.
Oh, yeah, but this is...
Curious.
This is still like kind of within our jurisdiction as far as what's going on. We're going to be installing a radio tower in your front yard, just for the new.
Not in my front yard, you're not.
Yeah, it's for the new emergency broadcast system.
Not in my front yard, you're not.
Yeah, we definitely are. The city we're declaring eminent domain, and it's just going to be kind of at the edge of it. So it's
well,
not...
you can't declare eminent domain on something that's not your city.
Yeah, like I said, this is within our jurisdiction, so we definitely can. And anyways, they're going to be there at about 9:30 in the morning. They're going to start work, and yeah, it's just going
to
be about...
Not in my front yard, they don't. Nobody has talked to me.
Yeah, I'm talking to you now. That's the conversation we're
having. No, you don't talk to me the day before when you're declaring eminent domain. We go to court.
Well, no, it's an emergency.
Okay, I'll call the city hall tomorrow, okay?
That's who I'm with, sir. I'm letting you know because it's, you know, the word just came down. We got to set up this new emergency broadcast system due to the protests and everything.
Not in the city of you don't.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk to you later, buddy.
Okay, well, you're already being a jackass again.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Jerry?
Yes.
Hey, it's Cody with the town of...
Yes.
Hey, I just needed to let you know, we're inbound to your house right now. We're about 10 minutes out, and when we get there, we're going to be dumping about 700 gallons of water onto your front lawn.
What?
Like I said, we're about 9-10 minutes out now, and when we get there, we're going to be dumping a bunch of water onto your lawn.
No, you're not.
Yeah, we have to. We detected some unusual seismic activity beneath your house. And
there's some what?
There's some abnormal seismic activity beneath your house, and to calm the soil down, we need to just soak it, thoroughly soak it.
No, you're not going to soak it. It's been soaked. It's been soaked for 2 days.
Yeah, but it doesn't, it hasn't reached down far enough because there's some tectonic...
It has. Well, you're not going to soak my lawn.
Well, sir, you don't have the sensors that we have, so, there's tectonic activity deep beneath the ground. And we need to...
I don't care. You're not going to do it.
Well, sir, it's for your safety. I mean, the tectonic...
I don't care about our safety.
You don't care
We've
about...
We've had a downpour here, man.
You don't care about
Have
your
you
safety?
Been around?
Well, of course. I mean, why don't
We've
you...
We've had a downpour here. You're not going to soak my front lawn.
Yeah, we're going to soak the whole, surround...
No, you're not.
Sir, why don't you care about your safety? Like, if you don't care about yourself, what about Carol or, your daughter or...
You're not gonna soak my lawn.
Yeah,
my lawn is soaked.
Yeah, the grass is wet, but not the soil beneath the earth, deep down. Like, it goes real deep. That's where the tectonic plates are.
You're crazy, man.
And
you're not gonna soak my lawn.
Yeah, we're in the helicopter.
No, you're not!
Why are you yelling at me?
You're not gonna soak my lawn.
Well, we have to, sir. It's for public safety.
I don't care. You're not gonna soak my lawn.
All right, we're going round and round in circles here. We're definitely going to soak your lawn. We're going to be dumping about...
No, you're not.
Okay, well, you can scream and yell at the top of your lungs all you want, but we're about 5 minutes out now, and we're just going to be...
Okay, you can be 5 minutes out. You're not going to soak my lawn.
And we're going to be dumping, you know, 700 gallons of water direct... Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hey, Jerry. You hung up before I could finish explaining, you know, exactly what we're going to be doing.
I don't care. You're not going to soak my lawn.
Okay, yes,
okay?
Hey, let's just shut up.
I'll be out here with a shotgun.
We're up in the sky, you idiot. You're not going to be able to reach us with a shotgun.
Hello?
Hello, Carol?
Yes?
Oh, hey, it's Cody with the town of... Jerry around?
Yeah, what are you calling about?
Well, I was trying to explain to him what we're doing. You know, it's for your safety, but he said he doesn't even care about you. He said he was gonna...
Oh, that's not what he said. Believe me, I've heard this side of the conversation.
Okay,
so
well,
don't tell
he
me
said...
he didn't care about me. No way, sir.
Okay,
Cody.
Well, you need to check your battery, because he said he didn't care about your safety. This call is...
Who
this,
can I... How can I...
This call is recorded. I can play it back. I can play it back to you.
I don't... No, I'm handling it, Jerry. I'm handling it. I'm handling it better than you. Wait a second. I'm calling the police.
No, don't call the police. Ma'am, this is... I'm with the town.
Well, why are you calling and telling me this? That is so much baloney. What you've just done to my husband has made him furious.
Why? And why is he
thought,
so mad?
And I thought...
Why are you whispering,
okay,
first of all? And why is he so mad? He didn't even let me explain what we're doing.
Yeah, I'm getting mad, too. No, it's okay.
Yeah, well, your husband's a real nasty bastard. You know that?
What?
Your husband. He's
what did you say? You called my husband a nasty bastard? That is going to go in the newspaper, pal.
The newspaper?
No, can you explain to me what's going on?
Oh, hello. Is this the daughter?
Yeah.
Man, I'm talking to the whole family. We're just a few minutes out. We're up in the helicopter right now. We're going to be dumping 700 gallons of water.
No, you're not.
Yes, we are.
And, no, you're not.
And you tell Jerry to just put his shotgun on safety because it's not even going to reach us. We're way up in the sky. That's not how shotguns work. Your dad's a big idiot.
Can I have your name, please?
Yeah, it's Cody for like the fifth time.
No, I want your first and last name.
Yeah, Cody is my first name. Noname would be my last name. And anyways, we're about 2 minutes out now, and we're just going to be... The only reason I was calling is
I need some information first, please.
Okay, well, hurry up, because we're almost there. And I just need to let you know to stay out of your lawn, because we're going to be dumping this water on, you know, all over the grass
there. What's the purpose?
Well, again, I was trying to explain to your maniac father, we picked up some seismic activity beneath your house, and to calm the soil down, we just need to just drench
That's
it thoroughly.
True. What's your last name?
Noname.
How do you spell that?
Noname. And anyway, so we're just going to be dumping
Wait,
this...
Wait, spell your last name for me?
I just did.
Spell it again.
No, I don't want to.
Spell it for me, please.
No, I refuse. I will not do it.
And what department do you work with?
The Department of Public Safety and Seismic Activity.
And your supervisor's name?
Mr. Biggs.
Okay, this is not... This is a fraud.
Why would it be a fraud? That's his name.
And his number?
It's just there on your caller ID, extension 212.
No, your supervisor's phone number.
Yeah, it's the same number, extension 212, moron. Just look at your caller ID.
What is your supervisor's number, direct line to your supervisor?
I just told you three times. Is extension.
Can you give it to me, please?
No, I refuse. I will not answer any more questions. We're about to dump this water, so just stay out of the lawn. Just stay inside.
Give me your last name, please.
All right, we're getting ready. I got to go. I got to unhook
Can you give me your last name, please?
I got to uncoil the hose here, so just stay inside.
Can you give me your last name, please?
I already gave you my last name.
Can you give it to me again, please? I'm recording this phone call. Can you give it to me again, please?
Oh, I don't give you permission to record, and you need to shut that off.
Can you give me your last name, please?
I already did. Like two or
Can
three
you give
times
it to
now.
Me again?
Nope. Anyways, I gotta uncoil the hose. I'm gonna let you go. Just stay inside. Watch out
okay,
for the water.
We're calling the authorities. So,
oh, don't call the authorities. That's silly.
No, already on it. We're doing it from another line.
Well, it's just a prank call, stupid. So you don't have anything to call the police for.
Seriously?
Yep. I just burst your bubble, didn't I?
It's a prank phone call.
Hang on. Let me shut off the helicopter sound effect. There, it's better.
Why would you do this to elderly people?
For the lulz.
Can you sleep at night?
No, actually, I haven't been sleeping very well. There's a bunch of protests, you know, around my house, and it's just...
It's really, I mean, do you have parents who are alive?
Yeah, I have both. What does that have to do with this call, though?
Would you like somebody to do this to them?
I mean, it'd be probably funny. I mean, they probably wouldn't fall for it, because it's a ridiculous idea.
No, it's not funny. It's not funny. You're taking advantage of elderly people. It's really upsetting.
They're not that old. Like, I'm looking at the photo of them. They look, you know, maybe in their 60s.
I think that you're an awful human being.
Oh, that's mean.
I think you're mean. I think you're an awful human being.
Okay,
I don't know
is not an awful human being.
I don't know, you know, if your parents are still alive, if somebody did this to them, I think it would upset you. If you have children, I would hope that you would not teach them to do this to somebody
else. Oh, I don't have kids. Fuck that. Ugh,
that's
kids.
A good thing. That's a good thing because you would be an awful father.
Oh, that's a pretty mean thing to say. You're calling me mean?
Okay, I'm going to hang up now. And
I think I'd be a good father.
Follow up on this with the authorities.
I don't even live in Florida. That's, you know, I'm not even in your neighborhood or state. Why would you call the cops?
Jerry, it's a prank phone call.
Yeah, to tell your dad to calm down. He's the one that threatened me with a shotgun.
It's
if anything,
a prank phone call. It's fake. It's false. It's a prank phone call.
Can I talk to him again? I'll explain the whole thing.
So you know what? I'm going to have the police department give you a call.
Oh, well, I didn't use my real number, so they're not going to be able to call me. Stupid.
What is your real number?
Do you have a pen and paper? I'll give it to you.
And if you're going to say some, like rude comments.
But wait a minute. Our daughter is here, and she's on the line.
It's just not nice. I just think that, like, you know, if you have a heart and a soul, why would you do this to people?
I have a heart. I fessed up. I didn't want you to waste the time of the police and everything. They got their hands full.
Yeah, what is your phone number?
By the way, police are maniacs. You know, if they could get a hold of me, they'd probably beat me senseless and crack my head open.
What is your phone number?
Oh, it's,
You're not going to give me your
6969?
Right. So anyway, I just hope that you can't sleep at night. I think you're an awful
human being. I can't. I already told you I can't.
Yeah. You're awful. I hope that bad things happen to you in your life. Goodbye.
As if I wasn't in enough turmoil lately, now I've got some serious thinking to do after the verbal hammering that lady just gave me. Thanks a lot, Tlilaxu Face Dancer, for turning me into such a horrible person. And thanks to all of you for supporting me, despite me being a heartless monster. Until next time, everyone, take care of each other.
Well, I know that you've become the target of this hand. With never even asking, well, I know that you're the only thing that I can't stand. So how could your head have the nerve to dance around like that, blowing? And how could the air have the nerve to blow your hair around like that? I'm waiting for a 90-mile water wall to take me out of your view. I'm looking for a trapdoor trigger to drop me out of your view. Yes, I'm listening, I can tell that you are serious. Looking for that hurt, look around my mouth. Look of a steep fall, well, that's how Hersey put it. So you can make another claim, well, go ahead and make it. So you can make another claim, well, go ahead and make it. Just waiting for a 90-mile water wall to take me out of your view. I'm praying for a trapdoor trigger. mile water wall to take me out of your view. I'm praying for a trapdoor trigger. Yes, I'm listening. I can tell you're serious.
Yeah, I noticed I was feeling kind of tingly.